Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to the Balance Podcast. We're back. It's nice, isn't it? Been a while. It's good to be back. Oh, but what a way to come back. Rhonda Byrne. Sweet Jesus. As I said to her in the chat, as a Beatles fan, it was the equivalent of interviewing Paul McCartney, because I've read everything she's ever... I mean, not like, you know... She might have written like private post-its for the family. I've not read those. Everything that's been published, I've read. I've read all the books. I should have just said that first take. It's been a while, rusty. So we chatted the lovely new film, The Secret, Dare to Dream, which was precisely what I needed to watch while on lockdown 1.0. This interview was from a few weeks back. The film is now available across digital platforms to buy and or rent. And I would say, as we enter lockdown 2.0, that it's the perfect pick-me-up. I'll tell you what, so the uninitiated, Rhonda Byrne is the author of The Secret. You may remember I interviewed Dr. Tara Swart a few months ago, and I mentioned this to Rhonda. Dr. Tara Swart wanted to write a book that was a scientific explanation as to why The Secret and the Law of Attraction doesn't work. And what happened was Dr. Tara Swartz, through extensive research, discovered that, oh, it does work. And she ended up changing her own life. And Rhonda absolutely loved that. So Rhonda Byrne wrote The Secret, which is manifesting. Ask, believe, receive. I think of, say, Mo Gilligan, the BAFTA-winning Mo Gilligan, on a previous episode of the Balance Podcast, talks very openly about his relationship with the law of attraction and ask, believe, receive. And so Rhonda Byrne is one of the absolute icons of the personal development, self-help, call it whatever you like, the absolute icons of that movement. And as regular listeners will know, I'm such a self-help... I don't mind saying the word self-help. I know some people prefer to say personal development, but I'm an absolute anorak. And The Secret and all of Rhonda's books, I love the magic. I love them. I absolutely adore them all. And so I'm such a huge fan of Rhonda. And so to be able to interview someone who I love a great deal and admire, and someone who's played a huge part in my life, and I can say this... I'm in my little office at home, and what do I have above my computer screen, pinned to the wall, but a list of, I guess you would call them, I guess it's lists to do with manifesting, things that I write down, and these are all inspired from reading Rhonda down the years. No, I won't tell you what's up there. My cheeks would burn with shame. My wife once came in and read them and repeated it back to me, and even that was slightly, you know, some things it's nice to keep private. I'm digressing terribly. 3 minutes 40. You can tell I've missed the podcast. It's just going to be an hour of me chatting. Anyway, Rhonda Byrne, an absolute hero to me. I suppose the reason why I'm saying that is because on lockdown, and again, I know it might not be for you, but if it is for you, why not make a list? Why not start manifesting? Revisit the Mo Gilligan episode. See what impact it had on his life. If it's not for you, maybe read Dr. Tara Swart's book. But what I would urge you to do is read Rhonda's books and maybe put into practice the things... That's my phone. Put into practice the things that she talks about. And if you need a lovely and warm, uplifting pick-me-up, check out The Secret Dare to Dream, which takes one of the basic tenets of Rhonda's teachings and uses that for the theme of the film. Josh Lucas is wonderful in the film. Everyone's really good. Katie Holmes is always terrific. And I would say the... I don't want to spoil anything because it is... I think it's a perfect lockdown film. Pop it on. You can watch it any time of day. Maybe put your phone down and just enjoy the film. And I'm trying not to spoil anything, but Josh Lucas has a certain way of thinking and has an impact on Katie Holmes's life. Katie Holmes is, shall we say, accident prone. Let's go with that. And then Josh Lucas comes into her life. And I'll say no more. It's a really lovely film. And if you are feeling a bit blue and you are feeling a bit down, and films can be transformative. I mean, I'm saying that like it's a hot take. It's literally the whole point of a movie. So I would encourage you to check out The Secret, Dare to Dream. It's out now. And then also, if you want to go full Rhonda, check out... Oh, what I will say, 6 minutes. This might be the longest ever intro. What I will say about Rhonda, and this is up to you, obviously, but if there are audiobooks available, I know they're not available for all of them. I don't think the magic is available. Anyway, do the audiobook version. That's just my take. I think it's just nice to listen to Rhonda because she speaks from the heart. I personally think self-help, personal development books are better as an audiobook. Not for novels. It's just my take. Novels, I think you should read. Sound like a dictator. Self-help books, personal development, I would recommend the audiobook. It's more nourishing. It's good for the soul. I've nearly done 7 minutes. I apologise. Without further ado, and my youngest Luna makes an appearance on this one. Rhonda, as you would expect, total legend, deals with it like a boss. Rhonda, if you're listening, God bless you. Thanks for everything. She's got a new book out. I'm going full Rhonda-ish. She's going to love this. It's the Rhonda Byrne QVC section of the podcast. She has a new book out, The Greatest Secret. It's out towards the end of November. I reckon when we did this interview, she gave me quite the exclusive. But weeks have passed and more information has come out about the book. So thank you, Rhonda. Thank you for your generosity of spirit. And thank you for exceeding my expectations. And those expectations were very, very high. I'm nearly tearing up here. I think it's a combination of maybe first day of lockdown, the fact that I got to chat with such an inspirational figure, and the impact she's had on my life, and then also the impact the chat with Rhonda had on me. It was... voice quivered there. You wouldn't have it any other way, would you? Here she is, the great, the wonderful Rhonda Byrne. Oh, check out the Oprah stuff as well. I'll shut up. Rhonda Byrne. God bless all of you. Thanks.
Hi.
Is that Rhonda?
Yes. Hi, James.
Dear God. This is like a Beatles fan getting to interview Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's so lovely of you.
I have a confession, Rhonda. I've listened to your book so many times down the years that hearing your voice now is... I think I'm about to have a heart attack.
Oh, so nice. That's so nice. You've listened to the books too. You know, I'm about to record another audio book, and so it's so lovely because we put a lot of work into our audio books. So the main thing is, has it all helped you?
Oh, Rhonda, like you, honestly, you could use me as a case study, and it would be right at home with the other case studies. You know, I mean, I tell you what, I mean, like, say, how the secret change. I mean, I've listened to them all. This is just my preference. I just think that I personally think with your books in particular, the audio book, it just seems to go in better than when I read it. Just sort of, I don't know why that is. But with How the Secret Changed My Life, I think I read that when I was on I think we were on our honeymoon when I read that book, which gives you an indication as to what a spicy honeymoon that was. But I could, I, that, that, but I mean, that, that, they all resonate me, with me, but that, I really love that book because I like what you did with that, and it's, just made it feel even more relatable, you know.
Yes, and plus I added some new kind of, I went a step further with some of the things in that book, so with the writing. So yeah, it just kind of took it. I think if I remember in that book, I, one of the things that I talked about was that matter is mind, you know, and that was like taking kind of the next step for people who read that, because that's why it's so easy to create. You know, you just need an image in your mind is all you need. And, you know, and just to believe it, that's it. I mean, it's super, super, super easy. And the reason is because absolutely everything we see is mind stuff. And so, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're talking to someone who certainly in his 20s was very much the Katie Holmes character from the movie. You know, I love my family dearly, but I'm from a northern working class family, and that's such a classic mindset of, oh, why do things always happen to us? Like one of the kids says that in the film, and I could so relate to that. But and through a lot of hard work and through reading your books, I was able to, I would like to think, somewhere closer to the Josh Lucas character.
Oh, great. Because, and it is work, you know, it is work to change the interior. And also it takes, especially when you're using the mind, it takes repetition, because the mind is just a program. It's all it is. And it gets programmed when we're children and can be programmed to, why does this always happen to us? You know, be programmed coming from the place of lack. So my family did not have a lot of money either. And material things weren't that important to them, but still I was completely conditioned about we can't afford it. You know, I was conditioned that, you know, we didn't have much money. And so it took a lot for me too to change that programming. But it's just repetition that changes it. It's just a program, you know. And so the way that it got placed there in the first place is from words that were said to us. We believed our parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then bingo. And when we're really young, like the way into the subconscious mind is a super fast path. So it's like everything our parents say, when we believe them, in it goes. And there is a belief that is going to play itself out adversely in our life until we change it.
And there's something that you write about as well, and again, this comes across in the film, and it's so well done. But the language we use is so important, and it's something that I'm so, thanks to you, I'm so sensitive to that. And so when you meet someone who says things like, "Oh, a lousy day, the worst thing, and this was bad, and this was terrible," when you change the dialogue, it changes your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally, completely, 100%, completely. I was just reading this thing from this wonderful teacher, Lester Levinson, these words from him, and he said, if you would only think about what you want, that's all you would ever get.
Yeah.
That easy, you know. But it's not that easy for some people. It's only not easy initially. If you apply yourself, you can change it. Like, I changed my thinking in days, and that was after decades of, you know, getting hooked in the drama and the negativity of life. And I managed to change it in days, and I became very aware of my thoughts. So, it just takes that little bit of effort. That's all it takes. It's just like that rocket, you know, the lift off. You just need that power to lift off. And then once it's in the atmosphere, you just have to tap in, you know, once or twice a week and, you know, remind yourself. All of the people that have changed their lives in every area with The Secret always had the book by their bedside table or audio, and they would listen to like a minute of it every day because they just knew, you know, that was the way to do it. So, and even for myself, you know, if I will just notice, hang on a minute, you know, I'm not as grateful as I usually am, And then I'll just really become very aware of that and how grateful I am for everything. And then it all changes. I start to notice all the things I'm grateful for, you know. So it, with the mind, it has to be maintained. It can be maintained once a week, but it has to be maintained. Otherwise, it'll just go back because we're going through kind of a purple patch with the world, you know. All of the suppressed negativity in humanity is coming to the surface. And it needs to come to the surface. It needs to come out for humanity to evolve. But it's not very pretty, you know, all these egos, especially in the US.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right. So there's a lot of negativity coming out. So that means for us to fly above that just means just stay aware. If you're aware, it's all it takes. All it takes.
One thing I've always wanted to ask you ever since I because I'm one of these people. There's a lot of people like that. Once you're in that Rhonda Byrne world, and the fact that you said you're working on a new audiobook. If I wasn't in such a small room, I'd have attempted a cartwheel or a forward roll. But one thing I would love to know: what was it like when the work with Oprah and that, you know, and that breakthrough? I mean, that must have been almost discombobulating. How did you even cope with that?
Well, I'm not, like, I've always worked behind the scenes. I had a production company, and so I always worked behind the camera. So it wasn't my idea of enormous fun to be on camera, but I knew she was genuine. And anyway, with Oprah, we had visualized that. I had visualized that being on Oprah. From the very moment I discovered The Secret, I just knew it was going to be on Oprah. And my team, we used to do, when we were making the documentary, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we used to have these intention meetings.
Yeah.
And so in that meeting, we would all intend what we wanted. And one of the things was, you know, they used to chant this thing about Oprah, yay, you know, all this. And we did that while we were making the documentary. And so then when the documentary was made and then I wrote the book after that, I remember Simon and Schuster's marketing were like, we've got to get you on Oprah. And I said to them, under no circumstances approach Oprah. None. Trust me. Do not go to Oprah under any circumstances, because Oprah is going to come to us. And sure enough, she did. And I'll never forget, she said to me when I was on set, she said, you want to know what happened to me with this secret of yours? She said, I was hearing little bits about it, and then there was this one particular day where six people said, Oprah, you have to see The Secret. You've got to see The Secret. And she said, then I knew this was something amazing. And she came to us and she did a whole show. She did two whole shows on it. And I wanted that anyway, because everybody goes to Oprah and they want something from Oprah, you know. And yeah, I didn't want us to be like that. I only wanted to do it if Oprah wanted us, and she did. So, but, you know, just the same, all of that said, even though we intended it, even though we visualized it, and then I had to visualize being on set, and I had to visualize doing the show, and I just visualized that it was a piece of cake. That was what I was saying to myself, piece of cake, walk in the park, it's going to be so easy, and just visualize the effect on people. And one of the things I remember that I asked for was that I asked that the universe lets me know it is with me when I get on set, that it gives me a sign that it's with me. And I sat down on set and they were miking me up and everything. And there was a whole audience there. And I looked down at the audience, and anyway, Oprah said, all of these people, you have changed their lives. These are all secret people and you've changed their life. And
what?
And I looked down at them, and I mean, my eyes just filled with tears. And there was my there was my sign. I ask for everything, James. I ask for everything. And I say that in the book, you know, I'm like, you just ask, ask, ask. I mean, we're the infinite being. You can ask for whatever you want. You know, it's just you don't believe the ego when it says, oh, you can't have that. You're not good enough. You don't deserve it. You know, don't believe any of that rubbish because it's not true.
It's funny, for this magazine, I'll do features with different people from different walks of life. And I did a feature with a life coach, and she said to me, who is, you know, similar to you and me, Rhonda. And she said to me, you know, if you could visualize one thing, what would it be? And I said, because I work in comedy as well, this was last year. And I said, I always feel like I'm chasing after things. I never feel like things are landing on my lap. You know, I always feel like I'm the one that's in pursuit of something rather than, you know, some sort of, you know, something just falling from the sky. And she's like, right, okay. Now, again, this sounds like, I know you hear this a lot, won't you? You know, it sounds like I'm making it up, but, she left our house. I literally waved goodbye. No word of a lie. My phone rang as a TV producer. Would you like to come in and work on this TV show? You know, so that was within less than an hour of me saying something out loud.
That's the moment you asked. Isn't that so great? That's really great. Yeah.
And the thing is, Rhonda, you know, you will have people coming up to you. I mean, that story I've just told you, you will hear that many times every day. I mean, what's that like?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, I visualized all of that too. In making the sacred, I visualized people's lives changing. I visualized the letters. I visualized all of it. But, you know, every single time is like the very first time, truly. And people will say to me, you know, oh, I'm sure that people say this to you all the time and you hear it all day long, but this is what happened with my life. And it just hits me every time. Like it is the very first time. Just my whole body. And I'm like, this is why I came. This is why I'm here. Incredible. There is never a moment where it is not above and beyond beautiful, you know.
I mean, even you just saying that, I mean, I'm not almost experiencing this state of bliss and that's something that I've not experienced for quite long. I've two young girls, you know, they keep me busy in the best way possible. But even you saying that, I was feeling that in my soul. And again, I'm sure you hear that a lot as well, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's just when people are hearing the truth. And like a lot of times, I remember early on, I was just like a big pool of melted butter watching all of this unfold. I was just heart open wide and so incredibly grateful for all of the people's lives changing. And so I really, I don't know. I just loved it. And people, when they would come up to me and thank me, and I would say to them, you did it, because that's the truth.
Sure.
I just shared what I had discovered, and I would say, you did it. And they would stand there and hold my hands, and their eyes would just fill with tears. And the reason that they did is because, and I knew the reason, is because my love for them is so enormous. My love for humanity, my love for people is just so enormous. And it's really, really special. And I am not deluded. You know, it is not a Rhonda, you know, there's not a separate Rhonda who did all of this. I mean, it is the infinite being that we are. And somehow I was fortunate enough in this form to be a part of, you know, a small part of this journey. So, and I can't stop, James, you know, I can't stop. I have, from the time of the secret, I have 24/7 read thousands of books, looked at every tradition, studied every tradition, and looking for more of the truth. And then in 2016, my search stopped. because I had a massive realization of something really huge. And that realization that I had is in a book that I've just written that's about to go to print. And that is called The Greatest Secret, because there's nothing greater than it. And that's coming out in November. And I'm about to do the audiobook of that book.
Dear Lord. I'm wondering whether you'll be sworn to secrecy. Is there anything you can say about it whatsoever?
Yes, I can say some things about it. So what it will give you is the feeling that you had before, that you had all this bliss coming over you. This book shows you the way to have that permanently, and it will show you how to never suffer ever again. All fear to be gone, all suffering to be gone, and how you can have that feeling of bliss all of the time. Oh, when you were in that state, what you were talking about, everything coming to you, it's like a state of zero resistance. Zero resistance. You just say the word and it just falls into your hand. Here. And that's what this book will lead to. So it will help you eliminate any beliefs that are sabotaging you, any beliefs that you don't even realize that you have that are sabotaging you. So it will do all of those things. I'm not actually telling you what the greatest secret is.
Oh, no.
But I'm telling you. And the only reason is, it's a little like The Secret. I needed a whole 90-minute documentary to explain The Secret.
Absolutely.
You know, how to apply it to health and all of the things to do. And with this book too, it's not something I can, you know, say in a handful of words. I probably can once you've read it.
Yes.
And then you'd be like, oh, yes, that's totally what it's about. But it's a journey. It's a quantum leap. For me, it's the sequel to The Secret.
Wow.
And it's not the next step. It's a quantum leap.
Rhonda.
So, yeah.
So take it back to the Beatles. You must feel like the Fab Four and Revolver's about to come out.
Right. I love the Beatles. You know, I was just really, really young when they came out, but oh my God, I love them so much. I do. Yes, I'm really excited about the book and, of course, the movie. So the book is really for everybody who, you know, for like yourself, really, for people who have followed The Secret and are looking for the next leap, whereas the movie is to reach a new audience, new generation, and to try and reach those people who, you know, didn't, who maybe got the book and put it on their bookshelf. That happens every day. Every day we get letters from people. Somebody gave me the book, you know, 10 years ago, and I don't know, for some reason yesterday, I just pulled it out a month ago. I pulled it out. Oh, my God. And it's fantastic, right? And one of my intentions with The Secret was that it would bring joy to people for generations to come. Way beyond when.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Way beyond when none of us are on the planet.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In a second, my 2-year-old saying goodnight here.
What's your name?
That is not your name.
If she's two,
Luna. Is it
Luna?
Beautiful. That's why she struggles to say her name, because she's two. And at 2 years of age, she's still in the state of bliss that you felt.
That's so true. I mean, also with the
self-consciousness begins to kick in. And so you would notice with her that she would say, Luna's this, Luna's that, rather than I.
Yes.
She wouldn't be saying I yet. Right. She would be saying, Luna's toy.
That's right, Luna.
Yeah, because she doesn't see herself as separate. She knows she's not separate right now. Right now she's in bliss and she knows she is not separate. And that's why she struggles to say, because that makes no sense to her. What's your name? Makes no sense, because she's not identified with the body. She's in bliss.
That's incredible.
Where we got to get back to.
I was going to say the movie, I mean, the time. I mean, look, I'm well aware that, you know, these past few months have been awful. However, the film, I felt the timing, I'm absolutely not just saying this, but the timing just felt right, because so many people are in that Katie Holmes state. So many people are cursing their luck. They're feeling despondent. They need some sort of helping hand. And I just felt the film felt incredibly pertinent. I just wondered what your thoughts were there.
Yes, in a film, when we're telling a fictional story and we have fictional characters, it can't be filled with everything like the documentary or the book. Yeah. And so we had to make a decision to drive home one particular message. And that message was that your thoughts are powerful. And the way that you think, it will change your life, basically. And so, yeah, we really focused on that and dedicated to that. The other thing is, we wanted to make a movie that would inspire, that would bring hope, and that would make people feel good, because there's so much kind of violence and everything in the world at the moment, and so much negativity, blame, anger, you know, shame, all of these kinds of things. And we just wanted to lift people up and make them feel good with a very simple story, and hopefully light a spark within them that about their thoughts, so that they will, you know, look to the secret and understand more. Because you really do need to know how to apply it to health and relationships. Like, you've really got to change your consciousness. You've got to change the way, the program of your mind. So that's what we wanted. We wanted people to feel good. And if somebody just watches that movie and feels good for, you know, the rest of the night or the rest of the day or whatever, then that's fantastic.
One of them, and again, I don't want to spoil anything. I really love the film. I love the performances. I say this without being spoilery. What's wonderful about the film is, as well, is that, you know, some decisions, they're not the easy decision, but. You know, as an old boss said to me, sometimes the right decision is the tough decision, and that's a good lesson as well, isn't it? Rather than just opting for something that might be perceived as safe when you know it's probably not right.
Oh, yes, totally. I see where you're coming from. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And, yes, we can have a path and it looks like the easy path, but the real test for us to know whether a path is right is to ask ourselves, does this make me really happy, you know, or am I just trying to tick a few boxes of things that I need? And that was the journey for Katie, you know, big decisions and then to question those decisions, you know, is this what I really want? And that's one of the other things in the movie, hopefully, that people will get, you know, how, if you don't know what you want, how are you going to ask for it? You know, is one of the lines which I really love.
Oh, there's some of the lines are beautiful. I mean, there's a line, it might have even just been intended as throwaway, but, you know, one of the kids says to the mom, are you okay? And she says, I'm trying to be. And yes. I'm nearly choking up even thinking about it, because too many people, you know, all right, anecdotally granted, but, you know, one feels that too many people are just battling through life rather than, as you say, experiencing that bliss. And that's heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's a lot of suffering going on. But, you know, the unfortunate, there doesn't need to be any suffering whatsoever. And, I mean, the Buddha said that thousands of years ago, that you can be free of suffering. And so there doesn't need to be. But, honestly, if we believe negative thoughts, we're cooked. We are cooked. You know, it doesn't matter what they are. It's just like, don't believe those suckers, you know. Yeah. They are not true. They are not true. But the thing is, you believe them and then that's the way your life goes. And so, suffering all comes from the mind. Nowhere else. It's all mental.
I thought Josh Lucas was terrific, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. He was great. And just his really kind of easygoing, laid-back style. And, I mean, he represented The Secret. You know, he represents The Secret in the film.
Yeah.
And he just, his gentle way with the family, with each one of them, his gentle way with them all is just so beautiful. And seeing their lives, you know, each of their lives transform. There's so many scenes that I love with those kids that Josh has with Greg, the young boy, the scene he has with him, which is really wonderful. And then the scene with Missy. Isn't that divine?
It really is, yeah. How did the movie come about then, Rhonda? Do I take it that has been a passion project for quite a while?
It has.
Yeah.
We said, oh, it'd be fun to make a feature film, wouldn't it? And based on The Secret principles. And what we did was we, through our entertainment lawyer, they said, I know the perfect producer for you. And we met with a man called Robert Court, who's done masses of movies, Mr. Holland's Opus, Runaway Bride. I mean, just you name it.
Yeah. Oh,
he's got a list of 70-something movies. And we sat down with him and he said he would love to do a movie. He said he thought, you know, that it should be a family movie. And then what he did, which was so much fun, was he got three writers to pitch, to read the book and then to pitch their idea of a film and a story based on the principles of the book. And so we got to sit there and watch these three people pitch their stories. And I remember one of them was like a bank robbery story. You know, it was all kind of, the guy was full of action and everything. I was so much fun hearing their take on it. And then there was this woman, she was not a screenplay writer, Becca Brunstetter. She was not a screenplay writer. She had no experience and she pitched to us. And those characters, which are the characters in the film, they filled the room. They were so alive in her pitch. And we just said to Robert Court after, hands down, it's her. And he's like, no, you can't choose her. She's got no experience. It's going to be a lot of work. She's never written a screenplay before. And we're like, no, it's her. And you know, she went on to become really famous. She was doing This or Us and all of that. So she became really famous after that, yeah. But all of those characters are her characters and the story. And, of course, along the way, you know, the director writes some things and Andy Tennant wrote some things and, you know, it gets tweaked here and there. But it's her story, yeah. So, yeah, she's a doll.
Do I take it with you? I know you said you just can't stop, but you just have this, you know, I get this from your books, but I get it from talking to you now. You just have this voracious hunger to keep spreading this wonderful message, don't you?
I do. And, you know, where does that come from? It certainly doesn't come from the flesh and the blood, that's for sure. It's just a force that, you know, force that rushes through me. And I'm sure that's the case for, you know, really incredible artists who write amazing songs and, you know, painters and things like that. They all know it's not coming from, you know, it's not coming from the person, so to speak. They know it's something that is coming from outside of them. When you get a creative rush, I mean, it's like you just downloaded something and you know it all instantly. And so, yes, I am absolutely dedicated. This book is the one that's coming up, is really big for me. And I remember I said to my daughter, maybe, you know, I won't need to write any more books after this. And she said, you will never stop writing books. She said, you were never going to stop. And just when I finished this one, I said to her, you know what, I really could write a book about the subconscious mind and it would be amazing for people. And she said, there you go. Yeah.
So, 2021 taken care of.
Yeah, that's right. So I just love it. And I know that's what I'm here for. And, I just love it. It's pure love for me. Pure love.
Now, I know you've been incredibly generous with your time, but if I don't ask you this, I don't think I'd sleep again. So there's been a recurring question on this podcast that I've asked so many people, and I can't. There's no one on the planet I want to ask this more than you. And this the thing that keeps coming up is the gut. What is the gut? What is this voice? What is intuition? When something inside of us is telling us, imploring us to go down path B, even though we should be going down path A. And of course, it turns out the gut, the intuition, call it what you like, was correct. Is that the divine? What is that, Rhonda?
Yes, it is. It is the divine, but it's also who you are. It's divine, but it's who you are. So what you feel yourself to be is the least part of you. The James is the least part of you. And so you are much more than what you realize. Way, 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 way more. That's why your thoughts manifest, because you are a huge power, you know. And so, yes, you can say it's divine. You can say it's consciousness. You can say it's, let me try and think of a whole lot of words that, you know, in Buddhism, the Brahman, all of those kinds of words, it's divinity. If people are religious, they will say that is, you know, divinity, the presence of God. They will use words like that. But that is a part, the way bigger part of you. And that's really what the next book is about. So, but that's why you get that intuition. That's why when you ask a question, you will receive the answer to that question every single time without fail. You just have to have the ears to hear it, you know. You just got to have the eyes to see the answer. And that's why if you hold something in your mind and it manifests, because do you know what? The mind is not, the mind is not powerful. It's who you are that's powerful.
Sure.
You are is all the power. And so intuition, insight, when we have an insight, that is all coming from you. It's all coming from you. The part of you that stands at the top of the mountain and can see everything, not the James who's in the valley.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say when lockdown started, I include my wife on this list, three separate people. I do these comedy nights in this venue in South London. And then three, in terms of like listening to the, you know, whatever that might be, but three different people in the space of a day said, move your comedy nights online. And just by opening myself up to that and taking that leap, I mean, that was the thing that,
oh, great,
that got the family through lockdown, you know.
God. What you just said, really magic words I want to say to you. When you said, when I opened myself up to that, and, you know, that is a really big deal, that opening yourself up, and it's what I wrote in the one thing that I've written in the book is to just to open yourself to the possibility, right? That's the biggest deal of all. So because our beliefs will say that's not possible. So I even say, you know, if you don't feel you can believe fully, open yourself to the possibility that this could happen. And then what you do is you let go of the resistance. So, and that's the other word, by the way, divinity, universe was the other word. I use the word universe in The Secret because it really speaks to everybody. But that's another word for divinity, Brahman, all of those things. Yeah.
Did you hear about this British, there's a British doctor called Dr. Tara Swart, who's written a book called The Source. And she's ended up, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's quite incredible. She thought she was going to disprove everything that we're talking about. And what she ended up doing with her scientific research was doing the opposite. She's now come out holding her hands up going, this works, and not only does it work, I'm going to tell you I'm going to actually reveal the science behind it. And so she'd use like brain scans it's a lovely story. By the time she'd finished her book, she'd ended up getting engaged. She'd been single for a while. And so her journey was a scientific one.
That's so great. Yeah, it can't be. It's the truth. So it can't ever, you know, it's the absolute truth. And some people, they have beliefs that will prevent them from seeing that, and that beliefs like, oh, it's too good to be true, you know, oh, life is not that easy, that you can just think of something and then it happens. Life isn't that easy. No, it's really hard. No, it's really tough. I've got a tough journey. I've got a story. My story is, you know, I had a lot of trauma as a child. You know, I've had a really rough road. I've done this. This is my story. And so for the future, you know, there's not much for me. All of those silly beliefs, when everybody has all of the power in their hands to have the life that they want. Yeah.
I mean, just to wrap up, because I can't thank you enough. But I mean, the quote that kicks off the movie, I mean, that sums up what you're saying, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, that's really beautiful. I love in the movie the opening and the closing, you know, with the universe.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah, right. And it was just really a very, like, symbolic in some ways but real in other ways to show that there are these forces that are with you. The universe is with you. I mean, the universe loves you, every single one of us. And it's with us all of the time. It is for us in every single thing that happens, even the rough stuff. It's for us. And, you know, with humanity now and with having gone through, you know, going through everything that it's going through, which is just a real message to focus on health and well-being and not on the other stuff. But with humanity, you can tell something big has happened because we are being forced to take a sharp turn. We were heading down a particular road, and now this event has caused all of us, and that's pretty exciting to see what's going to happen, you know. Why were we all taking this turn like this? I can promise you it is for the better. Always it is for the better. And really tough for some families who've lost loved ones, but I just know by my own experience there is no extinguishing of anybody. There is not possible their form. We cannot see anymore, but there's no, you know, I say it like this, find a corral in the universe which is the dead corral where there's non-existence. Show me a corner of the universe where all of the dead stuff goes. No such thing. You know, not even energy can die. It's all, you know, just reshapes itself. And so, yeah, so even for families that have lost loved ones, they've not gone. I've lost my mother and my father, but I had a real experience when my father died very suddenly, and I was in the room where he was in, and they had him on, you know, breathing things, and they took him off that, and I was there with my mother and my sisters, and when my father took his last breath, the whole room filled with him.
Oh my gosh.
And all through my body and the whole room, the whole presence of him and of like the divine version of him, right? The divine, not the fearful version, not the... And I was just, my jaw dropped, and I looked at my mother and my sisters and I could see they weren't experiencing what I was experiencing. And I absolutely knew, and to this day it's not changed. Oh, it has not changed. I just say his name, fills the room. You know, so I know from my own experience there's no death.
When my granddad died, my mum had the exact same experience, you know.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Yeah, everything that you just described there, that's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. Rhonda, I don't need to tell you what this meant to me. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything. And, I mean this when I say this, my heart is filled with such gratitude for everything that you've done, not just for me, but for everyone. So, thank you for your gift and your ongoing gifts.
Thank you, James, so much. And thank you for having me and for doing this. You are my absolute favourite interview for sure. This has been nothing but a joy. I tell you, just joy, joy, joy. I have loved every second. And thank you so, so much. I really, really have appreciated it.
Really, bless you, Rhonda. And I will be, you can probably tell I love life, and it's not glass half full, glass half empty. I'm just grateful to have the glass in the first place. However, I am counting down the days until that new book comes out.
Oh, yes, you will love it. You will absolutely love it. Yeah, it's a journey. It's going to take you on a quantum leap, but it will strip away fears, all the fears, one by one. And you can just find, I live now in this foundation of happiness, this blissful happiness. I live in that all of the time, no matter what's going on. So even if there's something, you know, crazy going on, I'm still in that foundation of happiness, and that's what this book will give you. You will thrive in this book. You are just perfect for this book.
I can't wait. Rhonda, thank you for everything, and I hope, if you're ever in, hopefully our
path. How about that for the universe?
Huge thanks to Rhonda Byrne. What a joy, what a privilege, what a legend. I'll keep this one brief, given the intro was 3 weeks long. I'll keep this brief. The Secret Dare to Dream is available to rent or buy now. We will hyperlink so you can check it out for yourself. The Secret Dare to Dream. If you don't use our hyperlink, if you Google The Secret Dare to Dream, maybe whack in a Josh Lucas and a Katie Holmes and you Google it, it'll all come up. And I would say it's just the perfect film for right now. We were chatting Lockdown 1.0, and I'm well aware that it's the sequel now, Lockdown 2.0. Once again, it's lovely to be back. Oh, because we've been away for a while, do us a favour. Any retweets, any shares, it all helps. At Balance LDN, I'm at James Gill Comedy. And some of you have been checking out the online comedy we've been doing multiple times a week. I think we've done over 80 shows now. Always Be Comedy. They've been a blast. Also, just to add, at the very end, as I'm wrapping up, And you'll hear me give that this heartfelt goodbye. And then something happened. The audio went, something happened. Don't know what. And then you hear Rhonda, who thinks I've gone. It's lovely. It says something like, how's that for the universe? Beautiful. Fitting end. I mean, please don't get me wrong. I'd rather the audio hadn't gone as I was pouring my heart out saying goodbye. Thank goodness it only happened at the very, very end. Who knows what it was? Gremlin in the system and what have you. But yeah, I've kept in the bit where Rhonda says, how's that for the universe? Beautiful. Thank you again. And we will we'll see you soon. It's lovely to be back. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And yeah, any shares and all that malarkey, leave a review, because we've been away for a while. I think we're gonna have to claw. I guess we're gonna have to claw our way back into the podcast space. Is that how it works? I don't know. But yeah, any help, totes appreciation, all that. And see you soon. Bye bye bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.